anything you want.
Wow. That sounds all right. Comes from the Gulf.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you might get there, or that people might get there?
Well, they have advertised shrimp and lobster and oysters. And
if you want to get something. Some shrimp, you might go to the market and say, I'd like 3 pounds of
shrimp.
Okay, all right. What do you call those things that sit around a pond making noise at night?
Frogs.
Oh.
Frogs.
Some of these are so easy to learn. What different kinds of frogs are there?
Well, just a bullfrog and a frog's all I know. Now, these other things a lot of people call frogs are not frogs, they're toads.
Oh, well, what's the difference between a toad and a frog?
Now, I wouldn't know.
How do you know when you see it, whether it's a frog or a toad?
Well, I have little toads out there in my greenhouse and all around where there is a damp spot.
Oh, uh-huh.
They are kind of dry land things.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
A frog lives in around the water.
Uh-huh.
He stays in the water most of the time and gets up on the bank and croaks.
Makes noise. What do you put on your hook when you go fishing?
Bait.
Okay, what do you use for bait?
Worms or minnows.
Okay, what kind of worms would you use if you're going to use worms?
Earthworms.
Yeah.
Earthworms.
Yeah. Ever use any other kind?
I didn't know there was any other kind to use. Ragworms, wigglers, but they're still earthworms.
Oh, are they? Are they the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, no, they're not the same thing. There's two different varieties of them.
Oh.
They're large. But they're mostly container grown. I mean, commercially grown.
The red worms?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I don't know where they grow. They don't grow around here.
Yeah.
They're most of them shipped in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's some growers around. I mean, one or two I read about. But most of them in the eastern states, I believe, they shipped in here.
Oh, I see.
Those red worms. Wigglers, they call them.
Uh-huh.
But we have those ordinary little white. Well, they're near white earthworms that people fish with.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very large.
Are they very long?
Oh, I've seen them 10, 12 inches long. That's the biggest ones.
I don't want to see one 10 inches long.
Oh, those old wigglers, I think those old red wigglers get bigger than that, don't they?
What
do
they? I don't have anything to do with worms.
Well, I don't
stay away from them.
I don't either because I don't go fishing, but I dig them up out of the garden sometimes in the spring of the year when it's wet. They don't bother me. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid but one thing, and that's that woman's son over there.
What's the matter with him?
He's nuts.
Oh, really?
He's crazy.
He's really crazy?
He's half crazy. He's a paranoid schizophrenic.
How do you know?
You don't. Anybody can tell that.
By looking or what?
Way he acts.
What does he do?
Well, he beats her up every month, first of every month. That's one thing he does because he wants to, if his money don't come in, why, he gets mad at her and beats her up.
Oh, cute. That's really great.
Yeah, I'd knock him in the head if I saw her.
How old is he?
I don't know. I think he's about 24 or 5.
And she still lets him live at home?
Well, he's not living at home, but he comes home.
Oh, I see. He just comes over
there.
Well,
he's done that for the last 4 months, and I can't see why she can't. They're working on it now, trying to get him back, and he has been in Rusk. They're working on it, trying to get him back.
Yeah.
Back there. That's where he needs to be.
Sounds like it.
Oh, I'm scared of him.